Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is working in the ministry. So wonderful, doing the good work she's doing. Praise God. Our ministry is expanding and growing. And praise God. And we have the church that we're working with too. So she's just, amen, doing what she's doing, working for the Lord. Praise God. And I'm here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We got this powerful message we're talking about. Amen. Jehovah Kadisi, which is the Lord that sanctifies. We're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to be sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Not by the blood, but through the blood. And people need to understand, know that. It's not enough to talk about I confess Christ. But we got to be washed in the blood. Get Jesus in the side of our heart. Make our life brand new. Change our life. That's the new birth. You hear me? Jesus will change you from the inside out. Saved people need to be changed. The things you used to do, you don't do no more. He changed your conversation. He changed your attitude. You don't act like the world. You don't conduct yourself like the world. Because you are peculiar people. Amen. I'm telling you, because Christ makes the difference in your life. And the Lord won't change it. There are certain things saved people do not do. I'm telling you, when you washed in the blood being boned again, saved people that sanctify do not shoplift into stores. If everybody had Jesus, people used to sing that song. If everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. It would be a beautiful world if everybody had Jesus. Because if everybody was sanctified, you'll be honest. If you'll be honest, it wouldn't be no stealing. Nobody breaking in nobody's homes. Nobody trying to cheat people. Defraud people. Trying to take something that's not yours. Be none of that. I'm telling you, when the Lord saved you, he'll make you honest. He'll make you true. You don't lie no more. I'm telling you, he'll make you truthful out your lips, out your mouth. When the Lord saved you, you don't use profanity no more. Saved people do not use profanity. Sanctified people do not use profanity. And I'm putting on radio so you know that. If you got a preacher that curse, that's because the devil is in them. If you got a church member that curse, that's because the devil is in them. And people need to understand, know that. And you can't go to heaven with the devil in you. Saved people, sanctified folks, do not use drugs. Amen. I'm telling you, you don't go on drugs, crack, cocaine, all that stuff. You don't do that. Saved people, sanctified folks. When you're sanctified through the blood, you don't be smoking. You don't be joking. Joking is just another way of telling lies. You heard me? Praise God. Saved people don't be joking. Making up stuff, telling jokes. When the Lord saved you, he take that best out of you. I'm telling you, take that stuff out of you. Glory to God. Amen. See, Jesus makes the change. He makes the change in you. You don't be drinking alcohol. When the Lord save you and sanctify you through the blood. Saved people, sanctified folk, don't mess with alcohol. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Praise God. We don't mess with chewing tobacco, dipping snuff. None of that. Because Christ makes the difference. He'll take you off of, amen, going to the clubs, amen, gambling and doing. Saved people don't do that. You see, Christ makes the difference in your life. He takes you out of the world and takes the world out of you. And people need to understand and know that. Now, if you're still indulging in them things, you need to go back to the altar and repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Because you cannot go be saved indulging in the sins of the flesh. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. Sanctified people don't be committing fornication. Sanctified people don't be committing adultery. I'm telling you, and people need to understand and know that. Amen. Homosexuals and gay, lesbians need to go back to the altar and repent. Amen. That homosexual need to get out that pulpit and get to the altar. And that lesbian need to get out the pulpit and go to the altar and repent. Repent of your sins. You heard me? Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Amen. And say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Because you cannot go to heaven being a homosexual. You cannot go to heaven being a lesbian. Because all that mess is going to be cast into the lake of fire, in hell fire, because God is against it. You heard me? I'm telling you. And I'm preaching by the power of the Holy Ghost. And no man, the Bible said, every devil be a liar. And let God's word be true. Praise God. And I'm preaching by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you can box with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Halamahanda. Hilamahaya. Hilamasikanda. Hilamataya. Well, glory to God. Praise God. And amen. I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you. It's time for revival. You heard me? It's time for people to repent of your sins. Praise God. Amen. And get saved so you can be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Because he's coming back for a church without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing, but one that is sanctified. Sanctified means holy. Praise God. Holy means sanctified. And people need to understand and know that. Now, I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. I'm telling you, let's hear a song of praise coming from, praise God, out of the grave. Amen. Nothing going to keep me from you. Talking about Jesus. Praise God. Let's hear that song of praise. Praise God. Thank you. I'm telling you, it's time to make up your mind. Nothing gonna keep you away from the way of the Lord, from holiness. Amen. Don't let no family, no friend, nobody that's close to you keep you separated from this salvation that I'm preaching here on the broadcast. Because you got to meet the Lord for yourself. You got to meet God, Christ, for yourself. And people, we need to understand, know that. Therefore, we need to make up in our mind that we want to get Jesus for yourself. Be born again for yourself. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. The gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter, verse number 4. We read verse 3 where Jesus answered and said unto him, talking about Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Like I said on an earlier broadcast, if you can't see the kingdom, how are you going to get in there? Praise God. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" You see, Nicodemus didn't know. He didn't know. And you got people now don't understand about being sanctified through the blood. One preacher told me, "I don't know what sanctified is." But I want to let you know, the Lord come to breathe in your soul and root out that Adam nature of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that's being born again. Praise God. You pray and ask God to sanctify you through the blood. Just like you pray and repent and say, "Lord, forgive me of my sin." You go back to the altar and pray. And say, "Lord, sanctify me through the blood." And when you pray that prayer, the Lord will hear your prayer. The Lord will show up, breathe in your soul. And sanctify you wholly. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, Hinamasikanda, Hinamataya. But glory, praise the Lord. But glory in your soul. Give you a hallelujah in your soul. Oh, yes, it will. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, amen, Nicodemus only know about the natural birth. He didn't know nothing about this spiritual birth. All people know now is just natural things. But I'm here to tell you about this spiritual stuff. Amen. Because it's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Praise God. Amen. Verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot," you heard me? "You cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Let you know, you got to be born not only of the water, but you must be born of the Spirit. A lot of people get the water, but they don't have to be born of the Spirit. And some people think being born of the Spirit is getting the Holy Ghost. I got news to let you know. Being born of the Spirit is being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Being sanctified holy. That's being born of the Spirit. Being baptized by the Holy Ghost is a baptism. Amen. It's not a birth, but it's a baptism. Amen. Being baptized by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. It's a baptism. Praise God. But being born of the Spirit is being you washed in the blood of the Lamb. Being sanctified holy. Getting that Adam nature of sin out of you. You hear me? Praise God. Then the Lord can breathe in your soul, sanctify you holy. Then he can baptize you and fill you up and run you over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. The Holy Ghost don't come on no sinner. People need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I was baptized in water, and I'm being, but that's being born out of water. Yeah, but water don't take sin out. Water's only a testimony, because you repent of your sins, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and through repentance and godly sorrow, it works that stuff out your heart.
Amen. Cut that mess down. That envy, that strife, that hatred, that malice. Amen. That sins that you committed. All that stuff is cut down, but the root is still there. Water baptism don't take that out. It takes the power of the blood to take that out. That's being boned of the Spirit. Praise God. So that the Holy Ghost can come in there. Glory to God. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Amen.
Jesus said in St. John 3 and 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Let you know, the flesh is the flesh. Being born naturally, that's the flesh. All the things people know is the natural things, the fleshly stuff. That's why they talk about flesh all the time. That's all they know. But I'm talking about the Spirit. Jesus talks about the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit, you must be born of the Spirit in order to make it to heaven. Praise God. Marvel, verse 7. Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. When you'll be born again, you're not like the world, but you're born by the power of God. Amen. Those saints who sing that song saying, new bone, new bone, new bone again. New bone, new bone, new bone again. Regenerating new bone, new bone again. Regenerating new bone again. New bone, new bone again. Praise God. I'm telling you, when the Lord, amen, make you brand new, and make you new bone. When you be bone again, you be bone by the power of God. The old sinful nature goes out, and the new nature comes in. And therefore, amen, you be bone by the power of God, and Jesus Christ be living in you, be walking and talking in your soul, amen, and be stretching out in your soul. I'm telling you, amen, you can feel the power moving on the inside. Amen. Like Jeremiah says, like fire. I said, fire. Show up in your bones. Praise God. I'm telling you, put your body in action. Praise God. Put that joy in your soul. Give you a hallelujah. Give you a glory. Praise God. I'm telling you, make you happy. Praise God. You sing that song, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better since I laid my burden down. I'm telling you, Jesus, I said, Jesus will make the change in you and change your life and turn your life around, and you won't be the same anymore. I'm telling you, lift that heavy burden off of you and make your burden light. I'm telling you, because Jesus will give you that liberty, that freedom. I'm telling you, make you give that song, put the devil on your feet when you sing that song. I got victory. I got victory over sin. I got shouting victory over sin. Holy Ghost feel victory over sin. Because Jesus done wrote my name on heaven's roll. I got a seat in the kingdom. I'm telling you, he made my soul happy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I got joy. Praise God. I said great joy in my soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, you got great joy in your soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot see it, tell where it cometh and where it goeth. So everyone that is born of the Spirit. I'm telling you, amen. When the Spirit get in you, when the Lord sanctify you, wash you in the blood, when Jesus breathes life in you, praise God. He be like the wind. You can't feel it. You can feel it, but you sure can't see it. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, you can feel the power of God, but you sure can't see it. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the power of God can do. Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Can't nobody do you like Jesus can. Amen. I sing that song, I feel God stretch it out in me. I feel God stretch it out in me. You can feel the power of God moving. I say moving in your soul. Hallelujah. 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 Well, glory to God. Well, glory to God. Amen. I feel the power of God moving. I say moving in my soul. Glory to God. Amen. It's a life that gets in your soul and make your soul happy. Oh, yes, sir. It's a life that gets in your soul and make your soul happy. Praise of God.
I'm telling you, amen, I got Jesus on the inside. Glory to God. Amen. And gave me victory over sin. Praise our God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. When you give you victory over sin, you are free. And you can shout the victory. Amen. You can live holy every day. Amen. Because you got someone inside that holds the rein. I'm telling you, that pulls you and calls you to do what is right. Amen. Calls you to resist temptation. Amen. Say, what I have been, I'm not going to be no more. Because the Lord done saved me. I'm telling you, I'm saved. Glory to God. Amen. I'm saved to sin no more. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the word of God is so good. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's good to have it like the Bible said. Praise God. Amen. Them sanctified folks sing that song, Is You Got It? Is You Got It? Is You Got It? Like the Bible said. Is You Got It? Is You Got It? Is You Got It? Like the Bible said. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need it like the Bible said. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need it like the Bible said. Is you got it? Is you got it? Is you got it like the Bible said? Is you got it? Is you got it? Is you got it like the Bible said? I can sing that song. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Hallelujah, well, glory. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen, it's good to have it like the Bible said. Amen, it's good to have it like the Bible said. You can live this life. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, sanctified folk, when you got two sanctified people in the home, you have a lovely home. Husband and wife love one another. Nobody be fussing and fighting. I'm telling you, amen, glory to God, because you got peace in the home. Because Jesus will put peace in your home. I'm telling you, we're going to pick up another broadcast. I'm telling you, because this word of God is so good. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on up here with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I won't sin no more. Lord, look on up here with mercy. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, amen, amen. Touch the people. Glory to God. Lord, amen, I come against, amen, the sins of the flesh. Lord, I come against all types of the evil that the devil got them tied to. Lord, set them free. Lord, amen, wash them in the blood, sanctify them holy, praise of God. Put that joy in the soul, put that peace in the mind, breathe on the inside. Hallelujah, hit them higher, well, glory to God. I want you to baptize believers and fill them up, run them over with the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick in the name of Jesus. Lord, get into the sick rooms of the people, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, amen, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, amen, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Lord, amen, whatever it is, Lord, amen, amen, amen. Touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Lord, amen, praise God. Lord, amen, deliver and set the people free. Lord, do these things, amen. Glory to God. We'll give your name to praise. Go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God is high here on the heaven-bound train broadcast. Go into the homes of the people. Touch them, Lord, by your divine power. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Many activities on the website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website that will bless your soul real good. Amen. Kids can click on the activity page. Be blessed with that Bible stories, links to Bible games. Amen. I'm telling you so much on the Heaven Bound Train website, both for adults and kids. Click on it many times as you want to and be blessed. Those of you that, amen, love our ministry, like to send gifts, monetary gifts or support is more than welcome. You can do so by PayPal on my website. It's a secure website. You can put your monetary gifts in, large or small. It'd be greatly appreciated to spread the gospel, because we're going on with more radio stations preaching the gospel. Amen. Spreading the gospel with our 15-minute broadcast of the Heaven Bound Train broadcast. Praise God. So you can be a part of that, amen, move of God by your gifts of support to our ministry. And all gifts are tax deductible. Praise God. I'm telling you, because we are, praise God, person that believe in, amen, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm an honest man, praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, amen, I'm telling you, I've used the money that I receive in the ministry to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we want, those of you that want to be a part of, to send Bibles to prisoners. Yes. Send your monetary gifts and let us know you want to be part of this sending Bibles to prisoners. And we'll use your money to purchase Bibles to send to prisoners. Praise God. I'm telling you, because we want to spend money to send Bibles to prisoners, spend money to pay radio bills to preach this gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So, amen. Be a part of the move of God by your gifts of support to our ministry. Praise God. Amen. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes saying that I'm a Jesus man, I'm a Bible man. If Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Today's week at the same time for more the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.